music there from The Strokes. Actually, three songs from the band celebrating 20 years of Room on Fire, their sophomore release that was released all the way back in October of 2003. This is Adam, and this is Revolution Rock. As I said, holding the fort for Dave while he's absent for this episode. But if you enjoy your Constantino weekly dose, well, I apologize. Make sure to tune in next week when we have our spooky Halloween spectacular. Title pending, of course. With that said, we're going to have some very Halloween-themed appropriate songs and banter. And who knows, maybe a few surprise guests will pop up here and there. Now, speaking of The Strokes, we did just hear that song from Room on Fire. We heard Meet Me in the Bathroom, which shares the title of a book that talks about the early 2000s New York, I guess you could call it garage punk alternative music scene that happened that produced a lot of artists. Three of the big ones that obviously come to mind for me are not only The Strokes, but we also had bands like Yeah Yeah Yeahs and Interpol. Probably those were the biggest crossover artists, but there was plenty of other artists in that scene as well, and that book chronicles that fantastically. We also heard the pair of songs, The End Has No End and 1251. And the interesting thing about The Strokes is that they always ended up playing their guitars less like guitars and more like keyboards, and you really heard that on those first two songs, particularly 1251. It really does sound like that guitar line could actually be a keyboard line from a Cars song, for example. An interesting fact that people are not often aware of, even though this album would be produced by the original producer of their debut album, that would be Gordon Raphael, the original take on this album was being recorded by none other than Nigel Godrick. That's right. Nigel Godrick of Radiohead fame. Apparently, because The Strokes just blew up so much, they were going to have him record the album with the band, and the sessions just kind of spiraled and went nowhere. It's a fantastic release. Like I said, it was very polarizing upon its original release date, but I think it's since been recognized as one of the best releases, if indeed not the best release, from the New York group. So definitely check it out if it's been a while. A fantastic release. Prior to that, we heard two new songs, both from forthcoming releases. We heard Yoko from Ghost Woman. Ghost Woman have already released an album back in January, and now we're going to have a second album released this year called Hindsight is 50-50. That song we heard will be found on the record, which drops in stores on November 24th. You're going to have to wait a little bit longer, though, to get your hands on the album that we heard the original song from in this set. That song was called Snooze You Lose, and that was by Hot Garbage. We really enjoy the music from this group. We've played quite a number of songs from them. Their new release is going to be called Precious Dream, and that's hitting stores next year on January 5th. Coming up next, we're going to celebrate another anniversary from a more, I guess you could say, obscure band. Now, it was obscure within some circles, but definitely if you were around C-Jam in the early 2000s, this band was kind of a cult favorite. They were called The Unicorns. They were a Canadian indie rock duo that basically made, I guess you could say, avant-strange punk rock, really relying on a lot of weird arrangements, strong instrumentation, based both on guitar and keyboard, and songs that really just touched upon so many different subjects that were very heavy, dealing with mortality, dealing with the loss of memory, and yet they were done in such whimsical and amusing ways. Songs about ghosts, about jellyfish, about unicorns, as per the name of the band. And even the title of the record itself, while humorous, does have a dark undertone. It's called Who Will Cut Our Hair When We're Gone. That album was released all the way back on October 21st, 2003, which means this day marks the exact 20th anniversary of this album. And to celebrate this, we are going to celebrate a pair of tracks from this celebrated release. Definitely one of my cult favorites from around here. Again, it's a mixture of kind of whimsical pop music and garage rock, very much unlike anything I had heard at the time when it was originally released, and to the strength of the record, there really aren't a lot of bands that quite sound like Unicorns to this day. But with that said, let's get to it, starting this set off with the track Tough Ghost from Unicorns.
People too. right now. So we're drinking, 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 drinking Coke, Coca-Cola. I can feel it running right on down my throat. And as we're headed down the road towards tiny cities made of ashes, I'm gonna get dressed up in plastic, gonna shake hands with the masses.
Oh no.
Our hearts pump dust and our hair's all gray. And I just got a message that says, yeah, hell has frozen over. I got a phone call from the Lord saying, hey, boy, guess what?
someone. You better check your watch. I think it's time you left. Hey, darkness still. Sorry as everyone. Darkness still. Sorry as to everyone. Still it's obvious.
Dave couldn't make it on this episode, but he has been texting me. He's been saying we'll probably be canceled because of the job I'm doing. No, he says I'm doing okay. So thank you, Dave. And thank you for everyone who's been listening as well. It's been great hearing some phone calls from people, just making sure that we are listened. And in fact, beyond here in Windsor, we're actually listened across Canada on various campus community stations. So a huge thank you and shout out to each one of those stations that does syndicate the program. Way too many to name just in this quick block, but a genuine thank you nonetheless. We ended off that set with a track from the one and only Paul Jacobs. We heard something from Pink Dogs on the Green Grass that was released from 2001. We heard the song Dancing with the Devil. Prior to that, we heard from Broken Social Scene, who we're also hearing in the background of my talking break right now. We heard something from their sophomore release from 2002, You Forgot It in People. They had released an album before this, which was less a rock album, almost more of an experimental ambient record. So there wasn't a lot of expectation for this album to really have the crossover appeal that it did eventually receive. With that said, when it did, it blew up, and the limited pressings of the initial batch of CDs that they had released for it sold out, so they had to do a subsequent pressing. I believe they signed on to Arts and Crafts as well after that, and they had new distribution. Just a great success story for Kevin Drew and the rest of the bandmates there. From that album, we heard Looks Just Like the Sun. Prior to that, we heard some music from Modest Mouse going back to 2000. From the Moon in Antarctica, we heard Tiny City Made of Ashes, and then we heard three songs from the Unicorns. I don't know why I'm going for threes for our anniversaries this episode, but just seems to be the course I'm on. We heard all these tracks from the 2003 album, Who Will Cut Our Hair When We're Gone, again by the Unicorns, a very short-lived musical duo that created whimsical garage rock that really broke a lot of boundaries, not only in terms of instrumentation and songwriting, but also in